JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Jobs, talk to me. How are we going?
Yeah, well, we mentioned the jobs market yesterday morning. I mean, I was talking about consumer confidence, and I speculated that consumer confidence may be affected by the weakening jobs market. Now, yesterday, Stats New Zealand released what is called the monthly employment indicator. This gives us a measure called filled jobs. We get the big official read on the labour market next week, on the 6th of November. That's household labour force survey, labour cost index, quarterly employment survey, all those surveys. The monthly employment indicator is a bit different because it comes from income tax data. It's not a survey. Now, employment by this measure was flat in September, so the monthly change 0.0%, so it was the same as the previous month. Now, if I look at the annual change, we're now seeing a fall in the number of filled jobs of 0.9%, and in number terms, circa or approximately 20,000 fewer jobs than a year ago. Now, recently we've seen a sort of a trend of downward revisions of this data. August was revised down, so if that trend continues, that would put the September number into the negative. Just looking at the breakdown, construction sector over the year, down 5%, admin and support series workers, that's down 6.8%. Healthcare is growing, though. That's a little bright light in the employment sector. And actually, Mike, last week I attended a presentation by Australia's most celebrated statistician and demographer. He basically said aged care, that's going to be the biggest job in Australia as time goes on, as we age. Now, we've got jobs number next week. We're expecting or speculating once again that employment rate could have a 5 on it. So it'll be around the 5 number.
Righto, what about gold? When does that stop?
Oh, who would know? Look, I dutifully read out the gold price every morning. We tend to talk about shares. We talk about the economy and interest rates. In the last couple of years, the investment market has seen a real rise in exposure to what we call alternative assets. So everything that isn't cash, shares, bonds, and commodities and precious metals are part of that mix. And this is really growing in terms of its presence in investor portfolios in terms of asset allocation. So gold, there's been a very healthy rise in the price of gold. Now, the price convention we use as an ounce, the cost of an ounce in US dollars. So there's a currency factor here at play if you coming from New Zealand. But this year, the price has risen from $2,063 at the beginning of the year to $2,764. That's a 34% rise. So a very healthy move so far this year in the price of gold. So what's kind of happening? Because gold doesn't really have a use. I mean, you can use it in jewelry, some industrial applications. The key feature, though, is it's seen as a store of value, a hedge against uncertainty and inflation. So a store of value in uncertain times. Right now, we've got significant uncertainty in terms of the fiscal sense, because governments around the world are spending a heck of a lot of money, not here, but think the US. You've got economic uncertainty, you've got geopolitical uncertainty. So one of the key supports this year, Mike, has been central banks buying gold. Central banks are building up their stock, and in particular, the big player, you probably already know this, is the Chinese Central Bank. The Chinese Central Bank has been building it. So it sort of plays about these concerns around what we call fiat currencies, so the real currencies that we use, and it potentially reflects an underlying concern about the ongoing reserve currency status of the US dollar. So we measure everything in US dollars because they are borrowing so much money, they're running that such a big fiscal deficit that if that was to continue unchecked over time, it potentially leads to a debt spiral for the US. So that's, you know, looking at a long way in the future. So they're buying a lot of gold. I think Poland's in there as well. I'm not sure why Poland's buying gold. And plus, you're seeing this run into the retail side as well. I think you can go into Costco. You can buy gold bars in Costco in the US. There's been a run on them. They can't keep up with the run. Of course, they're doing platinum. You can do platinum as well as gold. Go to Costco. Get your platinum.
I'm ripping now. What are the numbers?
So the Dow Jones, consumer confidence through the roof, but jobs data was a bit weak, what they call jolts data, so a bit each way there. The Dow Jones, 42,337, it's down 50 points. The S&P 500, 5843, it's up 20 points, 0.34%. The NASDAQ just continues to grind higher. 18,705 is the mark. That's 137 points up, 0.75%. FTSE 100 overnight lost 0.8%, 8219. The Nikkei yesterday gained 0.75%, 38,903. Shanghai Composite lost over 1% yesterday, 3286. The Aussies gained 0.33% yesterday, 8249. And we gained 11 points, 12,783. Kiwi dollar 0.5958 against the US. Mike just continues to soften. 0.9092 against the Aussie. 0.5517 euro. 0.4584 against the pound. Japanese yen, 91.49. Gold, as I said, $2,769. And Brent crude, a little bit lower, $71.19.
Go well, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.